Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
What do you do after the fall? What happens when you try something and all of a sudden find yourself on your back? Well, the thought came to me several times this week. I had a flashback, believe it or not, to when I was just 4 years old, living in New Jersey. And my grandparents used to take me out periodically to a local riding track. We used to call it the Pony Rides, but it was a place where people could take their young children, put them on the back of a horse, and they would very slowly, with the help of an adult, go around this track atop a horse. Well, I found it very exciting, and I felt quite like the big girl. I had gone a few times, and I remember after a while getting a little bit confident, maybe a little bit cocky, and I remember saying to the hand that was presiding over me, I said, "Could you go a little faster?" And he started going a little faster, probably trotting a little bit with the horse, and I'm just, you know, riding atop feeling quite happy, and I must have said to him again, "Go a little bit faster." Well, I don't know what happened, but in a moment's time, I found myself almost in shock. Instead of sitting atop this horse, I was flat on my back, on the ground, in dust. And it took me about a minute or so to get my bearings because I didn't know what happened. It was probably, again, the shock. And at first, I remember being afraid. Then I felt embarrassed. I had a number of thoughts going through my head, and I thought, oh my gosh, how did I get from the top of that big horse all the way down here? I remember one thing happening. I became fearful. And in that moment, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get on a horse again. I just got thrown off. I landed on the ground. I was probably a little bit stiff too from the fall, but in my fear I thought, oh my gosh, I'll never get on a horse again. Now immediately behind that thought came something else. If I don't get on this horse again, I'm always going to be afraid. So I said to the man, I said, "Could you put me back up again?" And he did. He sat me up atop the horse, and I continued for the duration of my time. And after it was over, I was finished. I never went back to that track again, but I also made sure that before I left, I didn't leave staying in the place of fear. I had had a fall, and in my case, it was a shocking fall because I had never fallen before, but something in my little head knew that if I succumbed to the fear that I had just experienced, I was always going to be in that same place. And I remember even as a little child feeling as if I did not want to be daunted by fear. So let's turn this around to all of us here in our adult lives. Maybe you've never been on a horse, and I've probably been on a horse only a few times since then, but I will say that I don't have the fear that I might have had I refused to get back up in the saddle again years ago. Today, I found an interesting quote that came from Marcus Aurelius. He was known as the last of the five good Roman emperors, and he was also apparently one of the most important Stoic philosophers. This is what he said: "It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live." Imagine that. Rather than fearing death, man should fear never beginning to live. Now, when I look back on that little experience with the horse, I can use that as a perfect example of a decision that was made in my mind to say, I need to get back on because I don't want to live bridled by fear. But there are so many ways that we can find places to be fearful. I might have gotten back on that horse, but I can assure you that there were so many areas in my life, my young life especially, where I was living in my own box. Sometimes we become fearful because of never having done something. Sometimes we're fearful because we're told by others we cannot do something or we don't have the capacity to do something. Another reason we can fall into fear is that we are fearful of a fall. Now, the fall could be about failure, but the fall could also be the loss of our own sense of pride, our own ego. And many times I have seen and observed people in all walks of life that are excellent in certain areas, and they excel so greatly, and yet they remain only in that area where they do well. And there are so many other parts and pieces of their personality and potential that they never exercise because it becomes safe to stay in a place where they don't have to fall. So today I would ask you, have you ever applied that thought of a fear of falling to any part of your life? Maybe it's getting involved in relationships. Maybe it's exercising a part of your life that you never exercised before because you're outside your comfort zone. Maybe it is something having to do with your culture, the neighborhood, the era in which you grew up, your peer group around you that only believes that certain things are approving. And yet you would say to yourself, oh my goodness, I could never go beyond this point because I might fall in some way. It doesn't mean falling off a horse, but it could be a fear of even falling out of favor with those around you that have come to know you only one way. Well, I'd leave you today again with this quote from Marcus Aurelius. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. I hope today, wherever you are, that you would give some thought to an area of your life that you are afraid to pursue because you are afraid of falling. Maybe today is the day that you would like to step out, get on your horse, and try something anew. Now, in the meantime, let's find out today who it is that will be sharing their thoughts about living happily inside out, coming right up.
Hi, this is J.B. Crum III, and I am from Tampa, Florida, and Denver, Colorado. And I have Conscious Millionaire Institute and the book Conscious Millionaire, the podcast Conscious Millionaire. And what makes me happy, it's really helping somebody else go to their next level and turn on that light bulb so that they achieve something new in their life. There's nothing that brings me more joy.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.
Did you know that true happiness starts in your mind? Hi, this is Maura Sweeney, author, speaker, and contributor to the Huffington Post. A resident of the Tampa Bay area for over 30 years, I am delighted to be part of Radio St. Pete. Join me also at my mauraforyou.com website, where I'm always for you.